This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world on the satellite, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital room, and ER room workers, by the way, and Border Patrol 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people who work on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, and take advantage of a lot of the things that we have there for you to participate in. And also, take a look at becoming a member of the USCCA just by clicking on that link that's right there. Well, joining us to start tonight, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, how you doing?
Doing great, Captain. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, which means that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we got it, and we hope you get it. Now, Kyle, I got a couple of consumer headlines here to get out real quick here. Many people may not know, and this is a fairly popular thing for people to buy, Hunt's tomato paste. Now, the cans with no salt added are being recalled for possible mold. This affects about a million cans that are out there. Hunt's tomato paste with no salt added cans are being recalled for possible mold. Now, you do not want to get involved in that mess, because I got food poisoning a while ago, and it took me the better part of a week to get rid of it. It is not fun. And then we had a major food chain data breach, which exposed over 2 million credit card numbers. Now, this was from Earl Enterprises, which is the Earl of Sandwich, Planet Hollywood, and Buca di Beppo restaurants and stores. About 2 million credit and debit card numbers were stolen from the online, from their web base they had there. And social security researchers have discovered that these people now definitely need to get in contact with their banks or their credit card companies and keep an eye on things. And you certainly need to change your password, if nothing else. And that's not fun when that happens, Kyle.
It really isn't, Captain, because it can take a lot of hours and work to unwind whatever's happened. Exactly.
Now, I'm sure that you are aware of where the president was yesterday, down along the California border in your backyard.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And here is some of what was said early on by Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, as to what was going on when she was asked questions by Chris Cuomo about the border. Just listen to this.
So when I went down there, and all the reporting suggests the same thing, that the men and women trying to keep us safe on the border say they have never seen anything like the flow they are encountering right now. Is that your understanding as well?
Absolutely. I've been down here about just over two dozen times since I've been secretary. But yes, the men and women have never seen, and as you saw when you were down here, Chris, it's the type of flow that we're seeing. So it's mostly families and children, and that's what's so concerning from a humanitarian perspective.
They say they don't have the resources and that they don't have the rules that they need. What does that mean?
So on the resource side, we just were out of space, as you saw. So unfortunately, we have huge backups to process folks into the country. So this is before we ever talk about what happens after. Just to give them that initial medical triage to do the intake, we have a huge backup. So we're out of space even there. In terms of the rules, it's some of the authorities they're talking about. We don't have the authority to keep families together through the immigration process. So what this does, unfortunately, is it encourages a lot of smugglers to encourage those in Central America coming up to grab a child in some cases or to otherwise present as a fraudulent family. It also prevents us from helping actual families who are in fear of persecution or who have a legitimate claim.
And it does allow people who come as families. They obviously have learned that if you come together as a family, there's a better chance that you get in and get released, and that's exactly what's happening.
Now, Kyle, how long have you and I talked about the fake families that were coming across that border?
For a very long time.
And we were telling people, and I had people ridiculing me, telling me I had no idea what I was talking about. I said, really? I said, well, then you haven't been paying attention. And right there in that discussion back and forth was the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security saying, talking about the fake families and how these people were grabbing kids to try to create the illusion of having a family because they would get into the country a lot easier than they would trying to do it on their own.
Well, exactly. And of course, the narrative generally has been that if you criticize immigrants who are trying to get to this country, then somehow you're some kind of monster, you don't want any kind of immigration. But no, that's not true at all, because as you mentioned, Captain, you've been telling the people, we've been telling the people about this practice that has gone on, and this is part and parcel why when some of these children come with these adults, we don't know if they're really their parents, and they're trying to look out for the interests of the kids.
Now, the other thing that is not true is the fact that people, when they come in here, and we are full up, and they're being vetted, and they're being put into the system, the ones that go, oh, asylum, asylum, they are not being released back into the United States. That is not happening anymore. It hasn't been for about a month since the president put his through his state of disaster, his emergency. They are, in fact, being taken back to the border, sent back to Mexico with a number, and said, we'll let you know when your number is called.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. We got to take a break. And, folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast all across America live from Tampa, Florida. By the way, we've got the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship going on here this weekend. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. And Ron Edwards will be around in hour number three, as well as the Edwards Report will be in at that time as well. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by an all-new social media site, and this is one you're going to love. It's called Hub.life. Hub.life. That's H-U-B. Now, social media companies are enormous with way too much power. They block you, they ban you, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. And if you've had it with all of that, and you've been blocked a time or two, or been put in Facebook jail, then Hub.life is for you. Because it's the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail. And join people from all over the world at Hub.life. I'm over there with the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on a site called MeetWe, just to try them out and see what's going on, and I've been getting a lot of different people joining at Hub.life, and so far so good. Now, it's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B, dot life. Check them out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president, besides being down on the border, made a couple of announcements. First of all, he said there is no need for a summit with the Central American companies that are involved in this, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. There's no need for a summit with them. They know what needs to be done. And if they can't do what needs to be done, then we'll just put some more tariffs on them or start taking away their money, which has been discussed, by the way, $160 million of it that would go to El Salvador. And he also wants a tougher direction for ICE in that ICE needs to go after the people that are in this country illegally and get them out.
Well, that's generally speaking what their mission is overall, mm-hmm. One would think. But of course, ICE has been vilified. It's been compared to the KKK
yep.
by Kamala Harris, senator from California and 2020 Democrat presidential hopeful. And that's all designed to, again, create this narrative, this viewpoint that somehow enforcing the law is inherently wrong, that it's going to, that it's monstrous in some regard. But in essence, what it's designed to do, of course, is to try to make sure that the laws are being followed. And again, you know, I think, Captain, there's a lot of support out there to try to find ways for people who are, you know, trying to come to this country and live a good life, you know, to get them to be able to do that, all these kinds of things. Americans are compassionate people. But
yeah, well, let me stop you. Okay, mm-hmm. We've reached a point in American history where it's no longer, oh, we're so sorry, we want to help them out. No. Let's start standing up for America and let people into this country that have something to offer. No more freebies. None of that crap. Get rid of it. Bring the people into this country that have something to offer. And if they don't, they don't get in.
Well, that's certainly...
And I don't care who they are.
Yeah, well, of course, but ICE in and of itself, though, you know, most people should be, you know, of the opinion that, you know, when you have ICE agents, you know, they're mostly looking for people who are already, you know, breaking the law
in other
ways. Exactly.
We have a bunch of criminals.
Exactly. So we're talking about MS-13. We're talking about other gang affiliations and so mm-hmm. forth. And I can't imagine anybody who would not think that, yeah, if we know where these people are and we could find them and we can go through the process of deporting them.
Now, Mike Pompeo yesterday said that they are planning Kim Jong-un and President Trump on having a third summit and that it's likely to happen. Don't know when it's going to happen just yet, but the news coming out right away made a lot of people feel pretty good.
Well, it did because, of course, of how the other summit ended, and the general idea that, of course, the longer that this goes on, the more inclined Kim Jong-un is going to be to have to bend to the pressures that he's under as well. I mean, it's a bad thing all around in the North Korean regime.
Well, he wants to westernize and get some of the riches that South Korea has, and he's seen what he can do it, and if he follows the game plan and does what's being asked of him, he will be able to bask in the glory of fun, games, sun, boats, swimming, casinos, whatever it is he wants. And that's about the way it is, right?
Well, right. And if the North Korean regime can be opened up and these kinds of reforms, real reforms, can take place, actual, you know, getting rid of nuclear weapons and nuclear testing and so forth, then the people of North Korea will have a much better opportunity, of course. They won't, and literally speaking, won't be eating dirt. Mm-hmm. You know, they will be able to join the community
now,
of nations.
Now, a letter for Jesse Smollett, the actor from Empire, has written a letter warning that if Chicago follows through on a vow to sue the Empire actor for the cost of the investigation into his claim that he was attacked, he'll demand sworn testimony from Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Well, so what?
Yeah, put him under oath then.
Does he not realize the Chicago Police Department will then release the information that they have, the notes they have about the case and all the things that you didn't hear about that he was involved in?
Well, exactly right.
They will bury this guy. He has no defense at all to what's going on. And by the way, there's not one person listening to this show, Democrat, Republican, Harry Kushner, Chinese communist, or whatever, that doesn't know that once they got Michelle Obama's chief of staff involved in this, and a couple of phone calls here and a couple of phone calls there, and they did what they did, that all bets were off. The Obamas are untouchable, the Clintons are untouchable, and that's just the way it is in this country.
Well, just most unfortunate, and I don't know how Rahm Emanuel could help their case in that sense. So I think that's just a blustery argument that they're making. But you know, Captain, everybody knows that it appears that Jesse Smollett faked this whole thing. And honestly, I'm at a loss to say why this guy doesn't know when he's won and just walk away or just pay this money and be done with it.
Well, something else that's going on, you know, we've been waiting for the Keystone XL pipeline to start putting oil down through the shale oil fields up there in North and South Dakota and Montana and whatnot, and get them on down into the south where the refineries are. And a judge once again struck down President Trump's permit, stopping everything, halting everything again. This is probably going to be decided one way or the other. It may go to the Supreme Court this time for an emergency finding, but they got to quit doing this. I mean, they're toying again with our country's economy and our energy independence.
Well, right. And again, this is another example of activist judges simply stepping in and doing what they want to do because it seems like it fits their mold, basically. Exactly. It'll probably go to the Supreme Court. It could. But the American people, of course, they want the energy to flow. And why can't we buy oil from countries that are our friends and like us?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Now, I got about a minute here, and I'm going to try to play about 45 seconds of AOC yesterday at the National Action Network Conference, which is Al Sharpton's big thing. And she was out there giving people kisses and hugs and all that sort of stuff and drinking her Starbucks coffee. But listen to this.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming out here tonight. Tomorrow, this morning, this afternoon, I don't even know. The fight's been long, y'all. All right, we're taking it down. Thank you all. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you all so much for coming together and gathering today, because this is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. This is what changing the country looks like. It's when we choose to show up and occupy the room and talk about the things that matter most, talking about our future.
All right, I'm going to stop it there because we're going to run out of time because we're headed for the break, and I'm going to have to let you go. But here's the thing, Kyle. She was talking a little Southern swine there, just like that old Hillary Clinton did back in the day.
Yeah, well, I guess she figured it worked for Hillary Clinton. Why not don some kind of accent as well? I think the reaction, Captain, has not been all that favorable on, for example, on Twitter, and she may run into a little bit of pushback.
Well, no, because we're being a phony again. Phony baloney.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we have you on the program 5 and 6 nights a week, depending on what Wayne Allen Root's going to do. I think he's going to take next week off, so you'll be on 6 nights in a row. But I'm going to let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And when we come back, we're going to have the legendary Eddie Floyd. Eddie Floyd is a voice of reason and radio that you've heard for years and years and years out there in Nevada. He's going to be on the program with me on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is again threatening to impose a 25% tariff on auto imports if Mexico doesn't help with immigration problems at the border. On a visit to California's border with Mexico, the president also suggests his administration will take a much more rigid approach to immigration.
This is our new statement. The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration. Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Area is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
His visit comes a day after he abruptly backed down from his threats to seal the lengthy border between Mexico and the U.S. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's not sorry for any of his intentions or past actions, but to the women he made uncomfortable, he says he is sorry he didn't understand more at the time. Biden acknowledges he is merely waiting for the right moment to jump into the 2020 presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately?
Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And Mike, by the way, is moving to Florida. He's going to have at least a part-time residence, if not a full-time residence here in the Pinellas County area of Florida in the not-too-distant future. Looking forward to seeing a lot more of him when he comes down here. Mike Gallagher, of course, host of the long-running Mike Gallagher radio show. Now, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. All you got to do is look them up in your phone book, GEICO, G-I-C-O, or go online to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. They've got coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your car, your truck, whatever it is you got. Plus, they can also help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Remember, GEICO started out as a government employees union insurance agent company. Now it's out there for the public, for everybody. And, of course, the government employees have well-kept secret, got a heck of a discount with these insurances. But now it's out there for everybody. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or look them up in your phone book for more, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, now I have the privilege and the honor, everybody, of bringing on the program a longtime friend of the show, and he is a legend out there in Nevada. In fact, part of the Nevada Hall of Fame broadcasters, or at least he's about to be, and several others have been nominated for that, too, in his little clique that he's got, and it's Eddie Floyd. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Captain, and thank you for mentioning that. As a matter of fact, I think we're one of the only media companies ever to have three people inducted on the same year into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. To me, it's quite an honor after all these 20-plus years. Matter of fact, I'm 30 years doing this, and it's people like you who keep it going. I'm so proud of everything you're doing with all of your shows, Captain. And tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., this show will be rebroadcast on americamatters.us. Just click on the listen live button. But you know, you might be sorry you invited me on tonight, because I'm angry. I'm really truly angry. I am so sick and tired of people on Capitol Hill getting away with, and when I say this, I mean every word of it, getting away with murder, my friend. And we'll start wherever you want to. I'd like to start with Jesse Smollett, if you don't mind.
Well, go ahead, because Jesse, and it's not Jesse, Jesse.
Right.
He was... caught between a rock and a hard place, and he was going to probably wind up with at least some sort of might have been probation, but he was going to get some sort of jail time. He was going to get a criminal record, and it was going to be for a felony. Now, he's still not out of the woods, Eddie, so let's get this out there. There is still a federal investigation into mail fraud, because it's alleged that he sent a powdery substance in a letter to himself, threatening himself. So now
right.
You take it from there.
Thank you very much, Captain. Let me tell you about Jesse Smollett, okay? One of the things that I'm really upset about, if this was anybody, you, me, or anybody else in the media, with all or most of the media against us, okay, you know, who have a conservative point of view, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I saw something yesterday on one of our social media that really hit home. Do you know, Captain, why everybody who's a farmer or a rancher, why 99.9% of them are conservative?
Well, I hope it's because they believe in God, guns, guts, and country.
Well, they do believe in all of that, but it's also because they've been shoveling crap all their life.
Oh, okay. All right. You made it politely. Thank you.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I made it very politely, mm-hmm. But I got to tell you that to me, okay, Jesse Smollett is absolutely guilty of a hate crime, if nothing else. Okay, mm-hmm. And I'm so sick of these people like the Clintons. I don't understand the executive order that gets her off the hook. She needs to be in prison and fed with a slingshot, in my opinion.
Well, nobody in this audience would disagree with you for the most part with that, or Barack Obama too. But unfortunately, due to circumstances that happen and executive privilege that's been invoked on several occasions, it becomes a moot matter. Now, I want you to listen for just a second to another crybaby, Elizabeth Warren, of all people, complaining about Stacey Abrams, and listen what she was complaining about. You're going to love this one.
Getting child care passed is a struggle because the people in Congress and the White House frankly think they can ignore what voters want. They plan to keep enough people away from the polls that they can stay in power. They are working hard to shut down our democracy. Just last year, the Republicans in North Carolina's 9th congressional district threw enough votes in the trash to rig an election. Massive voter suppression prevented Stacey Abrams from becoming the rightful governor of Georgia.
Do you know why those votes were thrown in the trash and not counted?
Yeah.
They could not vet who the people were that cast them. They weren't on the rolls. Hello?
No, and, yeah, hey, listen, and by the way, that leads me to the border, another one of my angry issues right now, okay? If people like Nancy Pelosi are so much against you and I and all Americans having a wall on the southern border where we truly are facing a crisis,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's my personal opinion that somebody needs to ask her why she has a 2-foot thick, 18-foot wall,
mm-hmm.
okay, around her mansion. And when I say mansion, remember, they only get $170,000+ a year.
$175,000, mm-hmm. unless you're on a committee, committee chairman.
Yeah, and you know what's so amazing about that, okay, is the fact that in her case, okay, she has voted for the wall, she has voted against the wall,
mm-hmm.
and she continues to
All
do
right.
that. And by the way, Maria Schulze just sent you and I a wonderful email.
Well, I got I got part of it. It was yeehaw.
Yeah,
but we have a caller on the line, and I want to see what they want to ask there. So hang on a minute.
Do it.
Okay,
do it.
Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Jim. I'm calling from Tampa. There's one big question nationally with the Jesse Smollett situation that nobody's really asking. Remember that some of the candidates that are running on the Democratic side were talking about lynching laws?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Smollett may have been working with them. By everything being thrown out and wiped, there's no discovery now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's no climbing up the food chain.
That may be possible, and again, that's something that we'll never know because they shut everything and they sealed it. But thanks for your call, and thanks for your call, and call back again anytime. All right, well, Eddie, you heard what the caller said. When this little rope around his neck that they bought from the Ace Hardware, wherever it was that these brothers put together and all that stuff, that might have been part of it, but we'll never know because they've sealed the records.
Right, absolutely. And guess what, Captain? Anytime anything starts headed towards Barack Obama or towards Hillary Clinton, okay, instead of them facing the possibility of jail time,
mm-hmm.
you're telling me, hey, they get off scot-free because of executive order. Well, that's one
No, no,
law.
No, executive privilege. Executive privilege.
I mean, excuse me, executive privilege is what I meant to say, but here's what I got to tell you, okay? If we could change every other single law on the books, okay, then why can't we change this one to stop the protection for the criminals that are on Capitol Hill?
Don't know, but I know the underlings down below, the James Clappers, the John Brennans, and the people that were supposedly the gurus and on talk television and radio and all that, doing all the bidding for the deep state. I know they're in big trouble right now, and they're all starting to worry. John Brennan has gotten quiet. So has James Clapper. Eric Holder has gotten quiet.
Oh, yeah, and believe me, you know, see, they don't have the same privileges that people like Obama and Clinton do have.
That's correct.
But I'm telling you that if we can make a law every year that changes what has been law for hundreds, if not a couple of hundred years, I've got to tell you, we could also make
All
this
right.
change. I hear the music.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, I'm going to be right back with more with Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media and the Wainema Horse Ranch and Sanctuary out there in Nevada, near Reno, Nevada. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to finish up our discussion, and Eddie will be around for a couple minutes or so when we come back from this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna. And Donna, of course, and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit. And a special shout out to our affiliate in Carrollton, Georgia, right there in the backyard where they can hear us down there in Fort Benning. A big hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia on WLBB AM. AM 1380. And thank you very much, all you folks up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. You can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the big USCCA logo that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day, a different gun. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway that's right there. And while you're there, check out membership, because membership has its privileges. And if you join the USCCA, you will get $474 worth of free stuff to boot. Plus, you'll get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which gives you all kinds of monthly savings, not only on guns and firearms and ammunition, but also camping, hunting, and fishing to go along with it. All right, Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media, and also the Wainema Horse Ranch Sanctuary is with us. And Eddie, tell me, first of all, about the three people that have been nominated for the Hall of Fame out there, Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame in Nevada.
Well, I can't find any other radio station or media company that has had three inductees at the same time. We've got the Rockin' Rev, who does a four-hour show every Saturday, the same day we air your show for 3 hours, first thing in the morning. And I've got to share with you, we got Ken Haskins. He actually is a reverend, and we call his show the Rockin' Rev. He does Oldie Goldies for 4 hours.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And I got to tell you that our engineer, Craig Moss, also made the Hall of Fame, as well as yours truly made the Hall of Fame.
Well, I know you did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I even told them, I said, listen, are you sure at my age it's not a lifetime achievement award? but thanks for bringing up the Wainema Ranch, because when you're ready, I'd like to end with that, okay?
Well, you know? I want to start talking about it because people need to understand that we have the wild horses out west. Some people don't even realize that this is going on still. And the federal government put like a bounty on them at one time to take them to the slaughterhouses and all that, which I thought was really, really horrible. And now I think they're selling. Well, what's the $1,000 all about, where the government gives $1,000?
Here's the thing. The government will give you $1,000 if you will adopt from the BLM a wild Mustang. Now, sad part is probably over 90% of the people who adopt it get the $1,000 and then immediately take them to auction so they can be gone, if you will, trucked to either Mexico or Canada and slaughtered. For places like, can you imagine the number one dish in France right now?
Yeah,
is filet of foal.
I know.
That's disgusting. Now, I will mention the Wainema Ranch. That's my mother's name. It means little flower in American Indian, and it's WYNEMA Ranch.com. Please go there. Do what you can. I don't care how small it is. We got a special running this weekend right now for anybody who donates to the Wainema Ranch. We are going to duplicate that in advertising on America Matters Media, because Wainema Ranch obviously is our signature, if you will, nonprofit, Captain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people need to understand that you and your wife are the good guys in this matter here, because you're trying to help. You're trying to save these horses. And by the way, it's not only horses. I believe you've got burros involved in this.
Absolutely. Listen, this is our American heritage. This is what won the West. Mm-hmm. This is what helped us win every war we've ever been in. And that's the equines, you know, the horses, the mules, the donkeys. They've all been there to help us. We had a president of the United States actually pardon them and give them land that would be never taken away from them.
I remember.
But the BLM took them. Mm-hmm. The BLM took them off of that range and sold them to auction. I am so disgusted with some of our agencies that I've always said, Captain, we could run this country with 50 senators, as far as I'm concerned, you know?
And we have a group of Green Berets that are right here in my backyard here in the Tampa Bay area that were highlighted in the movie in Afghanistan, the horse soldiers. And they were from this area. They're still here. They've got a distillery they've opened up here, and they're opening up a nice fancy restaurant. Scott Neal is their leader. Sometimes he listens into the show, so good morning to you, Scott, if you're listening. But these guys are the real deal, and they know what it's all about, believe me. Now, Eddie, I'm going to let you go until the next time we talk, but I want you to, again, give us the website for the ranch.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Wynema Ranch. .com. That's Wynema Ranch.com. I want you to listen to the captain again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Go to americamatters.us, click on the listen live button, and you get to hear the captain one more time on Saturday morning.
All right, and thanks a lot, Eddie, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon, my friend.
You better believe it, and I want you to be my guest next week.
Yeah, Monday morning. I'll be on your show at 2:30 in the afternoon, my time, 11:30 yours.
You got it, Captain. Thanks for allowing me the honor of being on your show.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, Eddie Floyd, everybody. And Eddie Floyd is the real deal out there in Reno, Nevada, and a very good friend of the program. And now it's time for me to go right on over here, and let me find this. Here we go. Okay, Leland, get us going.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, Leland Martin, one of the ice road truckers, and it's not icy up there anymore where he's at, but then again, it got colder again, so who knows. Now, let me just tell you that this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss Family Automotive Group with four dealerships to serve you, and people come from all around the United States to buy their vehicles because of four words. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on new vehicles and giving them the opportunity to get their certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices, plus Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, and free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, severe thunderstorms containing damaging winds and large hail and a few tornadoes are going to be around this weekend, with heavy rainfall possible from portions of the southern plains to the lower Mississippi River Valley and mid-south into Sunday afternoon. Now, over the western U.S., a series of low-pressure systems will bring locally heavy rain, gusty winds, and mountain snow from California to the Pacific Northwest into next week. Now, that snow in the mountains above 6,000 feet could be measured in feet. 5,000 feet up, you're going to have in the inches category, but it'll make you know that you're back in wintertime. So, Oregon, and also Washington State, and also California are all in the bullseye this weekend, with rain coming ashore and in the higher elevations getting the snow again above the 6,000-foot level, pretty much flurries in the 5,000 level. Now, you do have some weather tonight up in North Dakota. You've got everything from fog to more rain drenching the areas that were already drenched. That's not good news for them. You do have some severe weather in the mid part of Texas, around Midland, Texas tonight. There are some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in that area. And you've got, believe it or not, here we go again, some scattered snow in the Catskill Mountains tonight of upstate New York, which is a little different from where it was last night when we were talking about Buffalo and whatnot. So there you go. All right. Now, don't forget, coming up, right after this break, top of the hour, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be with us. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming back, and I am broadcasting the Captain's America Third Watch radio show live from Tampa, Florida, to all the ships at sea, all the trucks on the highway, and everybody that's listening to us right now on the Internet, as well as radios. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.